You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode, another broadcast of one of your favorite radio programs. It is your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach, and I need to emphasize that today. I am your spiritual life coach. Now, did you get that? Again, I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley out of Atlanta, Georgia. Now, why did you go through all of that, Michael? It's because I want to deal with something that I glean from spirit. A very simple message. It's nothing really deep, but it's just a very simple little message that I want to convey to you from spirit. You know, being a spiritual teacher, being a prophet, that's what I do. I tell you what I hear from that spiritual realm, from God. And are you ready for this? Because today's broadcast, I really believe it's going to cause you to really manifest what you desire. But we got to ask ourselves, what is it that I really desire? Now, I just don't believe that anybody is listening to Dr. Mosley right now that is desiring more pain or desiring heartache. I don't believe anybody that's listening to me right now is desiring trouble or desiring stress, desiring a bad temper. I don't believe that. So you have to ask yourself, what am I really desiring? Now, if you want those things, you know what you got to do? Now, all you got to do is put your mind on those things. Put your mind on worry and you'll attract worry. Put your mind on stress, you'll attract stress. Put your mind on anything fearful and you're going to attract fear. Put your mind on poverty and you know what you're going to attract, right? No money. None whatsoever. I really want to know, what is it that you want to attract today? What is it that you want to attract? Because what I come to tell you today is, if you really want love, joy, peace, money, success, then that's what you got to put your mind on. You got to put your mind on that. Now, I got another question for you. What are you going to do with all this money that you are thinking about? What are you going to do with all of this love that you want to attract? What are you going to do with that handsome man that you want to attract in your life? What you going to do to that fine specimen of femininity? You know, that fine sister. What are you going to do with her when you manifest her? You know what? I got the answer for you. The answer is, real quickly, is that you're going to have fun. Yeah, you're going to have fun. Now, listen, I haven't had you to do this in a while, but I want somebody to text that to me. When you hear this broadcast, I want you to text that to I'm going to have fun. You know, I want you to text that to 916-467-4448. Okay, I want you to text that to 916-467-4448. Now, that is my office number, but I want you to text that. I am going to have fun. And today, with the callers that I'm going to talk to on today, I'm going to ask them, what do you do for fun? What do you do for joy? What brings you joy? You are listening to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I'm so excited to be with you. Don't forget, now you got to go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com. Yeah, you got to book a reading with me, schedule some time to talk with me, and let's really analyze, what do you like to do for fun? Dr. Mosley always says this. If you go to the website, you'll see this famous quote: having fun is a sign of having faith. Are you ready to have fun? Are you really ready to manifest great joys in your life? Think about that. Listen, I'll be right back. I got some callers already in queue, and we're going to have a great time sharing readings, sharing insight, and talking about fun. I'll be right back, everybody. your interior spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. And the reason why I really wanted to emphasize the spiritual part is because many of us want great things. I believe it is initiated by your spirit. It is initiated by your spirit, by your energy. You know, you're saying, I want to have fun. I want to go on a date. I want to laugh a little bit. But your energy is something altogether different. You're upset with men, or you don't like the attitude of women in general. It's like you're talking about people that have money. That's canceling out what you're saying that you really want. You have to find out within your spirit, within your own energy, what do I really want? Now, some people say, I want money. But now, I really think that you may look like you want money. No, Dr. Moses, I really do. I want money. But I've come to find out that what you really want is financial independence. Now, some people get money and then all of a sudden, boom, there's something that happens and it takes it all away. There's some people that have money and they're still not happy. They are not feeling good about themselves. Well, at least they got money. But why are they in a bad attitude? Why do they have a negative energy about themselves? Is that what you really, really want? Now, don't be trying to talk me out of this, Dr. Mosley. No, I want to talk you into it, but you got to understand, is money really what I want? So if it is, then you got to get happy about money. You want happy money. You know, I really do. Now, I know somebody said, there's no such thing. Well, for me, it is. For me, because this is my experience. I want happy money. I want money that makes me feel good. I want to do good things with it. I want to take money and use money. Anybody want to use money? You know what? Because honestly, everybody, there was a time in my life, even recently, money was not a problem, but I was scared to use it. Oh, God, I was scared to use it. I was scared to use money to make me happy or to do things that I wanted to do, to go out to eat or to go and do different things, buy my kids things that they really want. You know, and I was guilty that, no, we go wait till Christmas. No, just wait till Christmas. No, do it now, because that's the way I really want my blessings to come. I don't want to just wait till Christmas. I want to have fun now. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to ask you that question. What do you do for fun? What do you do for fun? I was giving a reading to someone, even on today, and I gave them the reading and it came to me. They said, I've been really working hard and really achieving my goals, and I had to spend some money the other day or the week, really. And they said, I'm making that up. I'm hustling. I'm on the grind, making that money up. And Spirit spoke to me and told me to tell them that is not their responsibility. They don't need to make up the money. That's Spirit's job. All you need to do is to appreciate money and use the money, because that's what it's there for. It's there to be used, and have fun with it. Is there anybody on here that can really say, I have fun with my money? I pray that you do. But I have fun with this. Money likes to come where there's a party. Money, and I always say this, I believe God, I believe the universe likes to go where the party is, because it's just such a wonderful energy. It's a wonderful time to manifest greater things in your life when you go to the party. No, you don't want to sit at home and just be all the one feeling fuddy-duddy. And no, you want to, listen, take me to the party. Take me to the party. I want to go where the celebration is. You know, I believe there's so much more for you to manifest in your life. But being sad or being pessimistic is not really the way to manifest the joy. Sometimes we feel like, if somebody feels sorry for me, maybe they'll help me, huh? I need help. No, you don't want no one to feel sorry for you, because that's bringing what I call sad money. I like my money to be happy. I want people to help me because they just excited about what I'm doing. I want someone to love me because they're excited about what I'm doing. They're excited about me. I don't want no pity love. That sounds like a blues song, huh? Or a pity love. Who gonna sing about pity love? I want no pity love. Let me show me no pity love. I want some strong, passionate love. I feel like I'm in church. Can I get an amen right there? You want passionate love. You want love that will really amp up your excitement, that will really give you that greater lift. I want you to know that joy is looking for you. Money is looking for you. It's coming where the party is. Think about this. Would you rather be at the party or be at the funeral? Even in many of us that have funerals, we go to what they call the repast, and we just got to kick that up a notch. The funeral, it was a funeral. We're sad and we're going to miss this individual, but then we go to the repast and we strike up the radio. And it's part of our culture, especially the African-American culture, to celebrate that life that has gone on and celebrate the time that we had the chance to spend with them. It's a celebration. It's to bring about a lifting for the family, a lifting for the community. There's another spirit that has returned home, and we're going to appreciate that spirit. I want to encourage you today. I got to get to my callers. I got Harriet. Harriet, I'm getting ready to come to you. But I want to encourage you to know today, hey, there is so much for you. Such a joy, such a success. So, yes, there is money. There is great wealth. But what you got to do is get into that energy of fun. Get into that energy of joy. Get into that energy of celebration, because it's lighter and it's easier to manifest greater joys when you tap into that vibration. Listen, let me take a quick break, and I'm coming back with Harriet from Avon Park, Florida, and we're going to find out from Harriet what she like to do for fun. All right, listen, I'll be right back. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. I'll be right back. Listen, everybody, I am so glad that you are on today. We're having a great time. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. I was talking a few seconds ago. My mic was off. Let me do that. But that's okay. Listen, I want you to know that this is a great time to celebrate life. I was saying this. Don't let Rona take your joy. Don't let Rona take your joy. I'm waiting on your text right now. Text to 916-467-4448, okay? Text me, 916-467-4448. I am going to have fun. That's what I want you to text. I am going to have fun. Would you do that for me? Because, ladies and gentlemen, you know, don't let coronavirus take away your joy. You know, I'm very serious. I don't think there's been a time in the past at least 4 months that I've gone on social media and I've always seen somebody pass away. But I can't allow my joy to be gone. I got to stick with the joy. I got to stick with that because it lifts me. Don't let Corona take your joy, take your excitement. No, you got to say, I'm going to stay happy. I'm going to stay happy. Why? Because there are some things that I want to manifest. But what is one of the things you want to manifest? More happiness. Did you catch that? If you become happy, you will attract more happiness in your life. You really will. Being pessimistic is only going to attract more sadness. I want to find out what you want to do, what you want to attract with joy. So put a smile on your face, and I'm getting ready to go down. Let's see. I'm getting in my little handy dandy, little imaginary plane, and I'm going to go on down there to Avon Park, Florida, and up, I'm going to stop right here and talk with Harriet. Harriet, how are you doing, my dear?
I'm blessed, Dr. Mosley, and you?
Oh, I'm doing really good, Harriet. And Harriet, I know you're staying safe out there with this coronavirus and all of that. And you're doing really good. So now, Harriet, tell me, what is it that you like to do for fun?
Dance and listen to music.
You like to dance and listen to music. What is
music and dancing?
What is one of your favorite? What type of music do you like to listen to?
It just depends on my mood, or if I'm working out, I like to listen to reggae. But
really,
I like old school, like, you know, the relaxing 70s and 80s. You know, sometimes I go all the way back to the 70s. You know, some of Earth, Wind and Fire, Average White Band, Barry White. It just depends on my mood, Dr. Mosley.
Now, you sure went way back. You went to Barry White. My God. You took my mind way back.
Yeah, because his voice is... Yeah, because I used to say I like to have a man with a voice like that make me melt.
Now listen.
Yes.
Those of you that are interested, you saying, "Well, she sounds like a pretty nice lady." Well, I tell you what, inbox Dr. Mosley, and I'll hook you all up. All right. If there's a brother out there that's listening, said, "I got that deep voice," you know, I can make Harriet melt. Well, come on with it, bro. Come on, Harriet. You know, as I'm saying, having fun really does make a difference. When you're out dancing and you just in the vibe of the music, can you explain to me what is that feeling for you when you're out dancing? And depending on your mood, maybe listening to reggae, maybe listening to Barry White, what does that do for your energy?
It perks it up and, you know, just gets me going. It really.
So
even
it
if I'm
you
in my vehicle and it does, and I can just drive not as long as I used to do, but yeah, I can go as long as I got some good music. I can ride all day long, Dr. Mosley.
Because I love what you said, it perks you up. Now, in order for it to perk you up, that means it takes you from where you were to a higher vibration. So I'm saying the same thing, I'm just using a different word. It takes you to a higher vibration, and you're feeling good. When you are feeling good, that is the time that you are manifesting good. And one thing it took me a little while to grab, to understand, is that I thought I had to feel good when I'm praying for a particular item or thinking about something, you know, let's say money, and I got to start feeling good about money. But what I learned is if I just feel good, period, it will bring good to me. If I just get into that vibration of feeling good, good will come to me. And the universe knows that money is good, food is good, and happiness is the things that I really want that are good. The universe knows what those things are, and the universe will bring those things to me. So now, talk to me, Miss Harriet. What can I address for you on today? What can I look into spirit for you on today?
My direction, I guess you can say I've gotten overwhelmed with trying to do so many things at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even though I have been listening to music, I just haven't gotten myself way up that high, you know, to be more functional.
Uh-huh. So, what are you asking for?
My thing is, Dr. Mo, okay, what the spirit want to tell me, because it's like I have a, it's like I'm blocked. I don't know if I have released the different stresses. I don't know, Dr. Mosley. It's like, even another group, one of the ladies reached out to me and I felt afraid of taking that next step. You know, a lot of the people in the group have made their videos. I haven't made mine yet.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, so you haven't made, I'm trying to understand, because I'm getting something for you, but I'm trying to understand why are you allowing fear to come in? Because that's really what I'm picking up. You've let fear come in. Why is that?
I tell you, it's just been so much.
All right. And so now let me interject. Let me stop you right there, because you can't give me a good solid answer.
Okay.
You can't give me a good solid answer. And so what I need you to realize is that, you have opened the door and you've allowed these energies to come. You've allowed that. And what I'm saying is, you got to choose to feel good. You got to go back, get back into the music, get back into dancing. That's really what you need to do. And that's what I'm going to give you as a homework assignment. Oh, well, what is that going to do? Well, what it's going to do is get you back into vibration of where you need to be. Sometimes we feel like that's an old expression, I've lost my mojo, or I've lost my energy or my motivation. I've lost my desire. And sometimes you've lost it for various reasons. You may have lost it because of fear. You may have lost it because you don't believe in yourself anymore. You may have lost it because you heard somebody else failed in the same thing that you're trying to do. Whatever reason that you've lost it, it's gone. Now we got to find it again. So I want to encourage you, go back and do what you were doing that brings you fun, that brings you relaxation, and find your mojo again. Find your power again. Find your joy again. And when you find the joy again, you'll find the motivation to keep going. You'll find the motivation to do your video, your picture, your post, your book, your song, whatever it is, but you got to tap back into that energy. Does that make sense to what I'm saying to you, Harriet?
Yeah, that is true.
Okay, so Harriet, really, don't make life so hard. And that goes for everybody. Don't make life so hard. Get back into what the feeling was. Go back and read that book, watch that YouTube video, whatever it is that will inspire you. Get back into that and you will find that the energy will come back. It's not far. You just let some other things get in the way. So what you need to do, and I'm going to encourage you to do, is get back into the music. Get back into dancing. So it's the weekend right now. Why don't you go dance somewhere? Go on, go dancing, okay? But now put your mask on, okay? Put your mask on and go and dance and tap back into that energy. All right?
Okay, but I do have one question.
Yes.
Okay. Do you see if I injured anything on my body? I fell Tuesday.
Yes.
And,
yes, you need to go see a doctor.
Okay. Cause I ended up canceling the appointment I had for.
No, I have to tell you, go back and see the doctor. See?
What for tomorrow? Okay.
I need to tell you, that's a definite yes. You need to go back to the doctor. It's minor, but we don't want to make it worse. So I'm going to encourage you, go back to the doctor. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Listen,
Thank you, Dr. Moses.
I thank you so much, Harriet. I appreciate you so very much. And you know what? Harriet is not the only one. Somebody else you need to tap back into that feeling that gave you that joy. Tap back into that vibration. Go back dancing. Go back and have a good time. And once you do, you'll find yourself back in that feeling again. Here's Whitney Houston for the love of you. Maybe this will get her back in that groove. You know, go back and maybe she can dance a little bit with this one. I want to know, what do you like to do for fun? Are you in tune to your spiritual GPS for success? I'm Dr. Mosley.
Drifting on a memory.
You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And listen, hey, did y'all see me on the cover of Law of Attraction magazine? I'm still excited, y'all. I know. I'm just so, so excited. And thank you. I really want to take the time to say thank you. Many of you that sent your congratulatory comments and on Facebook and to my office, I do appreciate you. Please know that I really thank you. That was a challenging time for me. September and of 2020, this year was a little bit challenging. I was celebrating a birthday. Now that was good, but also it was the first year of my mother's passing, and it was a challenge. But right when I was getting kind of melancholy, that's when I would get a text, I would get a notice, I would get just a virtual hug from somebody. And so I want to say thank you so very much. And really, I want to encourage you, get back into that vibe, get back into that vibration that will motivate you. Sometimes it's not that, can I tell you like I hear it in spirit? Sometimes what you're going through is really not that serious. It does look like it. Y'all remember when we were teenagers and, you know, we was upset because the shirt that we really wanted to wear to impress somebody else, all of a sudden it got a stain on it, maybe a ketchup stain, or maybe got a hole in it, and oh, I'm going to be embarrassed. But it really wasn't that serious. It just looked that way. Well, looks are deceiving. I want you to get back into the fun. Tap back into that wonderful energy. You know what? You know where they have some good energy? Is Dallas, Texas. Oh, the Big D. They have some wonderful energy there in Dallas. They really do. And listen, I'm getting ready to go and talk to Brenda in Dallas, Texas. How are you doing, Brenda?
I'm good, thank you. Congratulations on your magazine cover.
Thank you so much, Brenda. Don't be, now, you know what? I do appreciate it, but it makes me cry so quickly. So I do. Because sometimes you feel like you've worked hard and you really have, tried to do whatever you want to do, and because it just really gives you wonderful energy. But it's also wonderful to know that whatever you do is appreciated by somebody and that it's not in vain. So that's why I get to be a big crybaby at times. But Brenda, you all up in the Big D. Now, I lived in Houston, but I always say Dallas love to party. Houston, we go sit on the front porch, but Dallas is the party city. So Brenda, I'm curious, what do you like to do for fun, or what do you do that brings you joy?
Well, school for fun. I hang out with friends and, you know, just watch football. If we go somewhere to watch football, or we go and do some kind of hobby together, ride bikes or painting and stuff. But for my joy personally is reading books and doing something crafty at home.
Oh, really? What type of crafts do you like to do?
Embroidery. I do a lot of embroidery and sewing and like making wreaths and stuff. But it seems to be in the blood to do some kind of embroidery or sewing. It runs down in the family from all the way from my grandmother.
Oh, wow. But, How exciting.
Mm-hmm.
That is really... are you working on anything for Halloween or for the upcoming holidays?
No, I actually just finished embroidering a jacket for someone. So I've worked on that, and then my next project is a jacket for myself.
Oh,
so,
wow.
No, but I don't work on I don't work on Halloween stuff too much. Yeah.
Oh, well, that is good. Now, do you do what they are like Christmas ornaments and decorations? Do you do anything like of that nature?
Yes, I'd like doing that kind of stuff. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, that's my happy place at home where I don't like to be bothered.
Oh, now, do you have a favorite team that you're rooting for the football season?
Well, of course, it's the Dallas Cowboys, so you can send your good vibes over here because we just lost our quarterback.
You know, trust me, I know. Now, the other day, my wife is the football fan in this house. She is the one that I can, I go upstairs and I put on Golden Girls, but she's the one, So I was upstairs in my room and she was downstairs with my boys and my other little girl. And all of a sudden I heard this scream and this, yeah, come on baby, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, what? Whoever it was, they must have won. And she's a Dallas Cowboy fan.
Okay.
1 year I bought Christmas gifts for her and they were all Dallas Cowboy finale. You know, just Dallas Cowboy shirt, Dallas Cowboy jacket, Dallas Cowboy this and house shoes, just anything Dallas Cowboy. So my wife is a Dallas Cowboy fanatic.
Yeah, that's how I am myself.
Well, listen, Brenda, what can I look into for you on today?
Well, you've helped me with other from other calls that I've had with you, and they come through really well with the job situation, and it worked out with the job situation, so I'm really good there. But right now, you know, I'm getting back into normal life after losing my parents and my son and stuff, so now it's all, you know, now time for me. So I've just started dating. And I've met someone that I really like, and I really like him a lot. And we seem to be on the same page and everything, but and I'm really confused about where he's at right now, because at first he gave me these great vibes and, you know, he still wants to date and that kind of stuff, but I'm not sure if there is something else going on or, you know, I don't know. I don't know if this match is good, because I don't want to waste my time.
All right. What does he like to do? I mean, what does he like to do for fun?
He rides motorcycles.
Mm-hmm.
So he is with a group of guys, and they all have normal jobs during the day and everything, but they all go bike riding a lot during the week and such. So that's mostly what he does, is hang out, that I know of from them. He was in a motorcycle accident, so he hasn't been able to do much in the past few months.
Yes, yes.
So that, yeah.
Now, if you think about it, because I was picking up something, I couldn't put my finger on it, but that's what it is. When you said that, that's when I got the little jolt in my spirit, because at the time of that accident, did you know him then?
No, I did not. It just happened in March.
Okay.
This past March, and I met him like in August.
All right. What is happening? And well, whenever we meet anybody, we have what they call that honeymoon stage. And that honeymoon mm-hmm. stage is absolutely wonderful. I mean, it's because we're trying to find out about each other. We don't want to mess it up. So everybody's on their best behavior and they're really trying to, you know, make this work. And so right now, he's stepping into more of a reality. And the reality is he does have feelings for you, but it's something about his energy that he feels, can he maintain? Because this, whatever that accident was, it took something from him. It scared him a little bit. It's not you. It's just the reality of this accident that something can happen to him at any given time. And where will that leave his life? And so really what he needs to do, or what I would hope that he does, is like we're telling you now, find out where your joy is. And because that was where his joy is in the motorcycle, that is making him terrified. Now, not really. Yeah, I'm getting that word terrified, you know, because it's like I go to work, but this is where I really found my joy. This is what really made me happy. Mm-hmm. This is what gave me my gasoline. This is what gave me my motivation. And if I don't have this, it's like, what's the purpose of working? You know, I know it's to pay bills, but he's used to going out and really having a fun time. So right now, I want to encourage you to, I guess I want to encourage you to let him know that there are greater things to explore in life. And talk about those things. Talk about what some things that you all would like to do. In other words, create a bucket list. And not even, you don't have to do it together, but just what are some things on your bucket list? And just talk to him. What are some things on specific that you want to do with me or without me? You know, you want to... streaking in Galveston, Texas, you know, wherever you want to go.
Yeah.
You want to go to the mountains.
Well, I think cooking is on our list.
Good. I would really engage in that quickly. Quickly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Quickly. I'm also looking at a bottle of wine. I'm looking at a bottle of wine. I don't know if wine is maybe wine testing but I'm definitely looking at a bottle of wine. So maybe it's being a wine connoisseur. I don't know, but I have to tell you. And he may have this fascination with wine, or he may not. But I have to tell you, I'm looking at wine a little bit. So this is the season right now to get more information. I do believe that he does care about you. I'm not picking up anything about that's going against that. I believe he really does care about you and really want to have a successful relationship, because he doesn't, I don't feel like he wants to keep looking and, you know, going on to the next person. I don't feel that. I think he really does want to settle down. The thing is tapping into that good vibration. What brings you joy? And in that joy, you're going to find so much success. That joy is going to take away that fear. Okay.
Okay, got it. See, and he, I believe he hadn't really said anything to me, but I think he's in IT. He works for a tech company, mm-hmm. and his project is ended. So I don't think he is working right now. So I'm wondering if that has anything to do with it also.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Okay.
So it's a lot, but that the joy is what is causing a lot of this. Because normally he feels very up about his ability to get another job. That's hasn't been a problem for him. But now that I don't have my joy that I used to do, I can't do it like I want to. It's like a double whammy. And so I need something to make me smile, something to give me that motivation again. So work on that bucket list. And if it's cooking, I really would dive into it quickly. Quick, fast, and in a hurry, because that'll bring about some fulfillment, okay?
Okay, got it. Thank you so
much. Well, Brenda, hang in there, and I'm confident that things are going to work out really good. Let me know, though, okay? Get back in contact with me. Let me know how things are going for you, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I am so grateful for all of your, listen, I got Crystal. I got to get to Crystal, but I want to encourage you. Take a moment to really think about what brings you joy. What makes life fun? What gives you that motivation? You know, we all got to have a reason to get out of bed. We all got to have that time, that something that says, you know what? I can't wait for this day. It's a motivator. Fun is a motivator. Joy is attractive. Have you ever been to a party or the club? And I notice it with women. You don't ever see no man dancing by himself. At least I haven't. Every now and then you do. But I got to take that back. Every now and then I do. But I've seen women get on the dance floor and they dancing like they in their own zone. I mean, they just dance with the music and the groove and they party and some of them biting their lips. You know, they just all in it. They loving on themselves. But it's attractive. Why? Because they're in that zone. They are in that joy. They are in that excitement. And that's what I want to encourage you to do, is get into that excitement. Know that everything, it is, it's working out for you. You just got to get into that vibe, all right? And so when you're in that zone, ooh, you may attract a husband, a wife, boyfriend, girl, whatever you want. Money is attracted to joy. Take that moment to get into that joy. Have y'all ever been to a club or seen somebody and you just sit there and watch them? This is entertaining. To see somebody having fun, it's like see somebody enjoying what you cooked. So, Brenda, you understand this. You go cook something, you and your wonderful friend, you're going to cook something, and to watch somebody really enjoy it, wow. You just go sit there. Hey, take another piece of cake. Oh, sure, honey, help yourself. It's just fun watching them have great joy. Joy is attractive. Now, let's find out, what do you like to do for joy? What do you like to do for fun? Don't forget, I'm waiting on your text. I'm going to have fun. Text it to 916-467-4448. I'll be right back, because I got to talk to Crystal. I'll be right back, everybody. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Tune your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. You know what? On the quick little break, I was talking to Brenda off the air, and she said something to me that really encouraged me, and I thought I'd share with you. She said, "I'm so sorry to hear about your mother." She said, "But I was just thinking about a couple of days ago, a week ago." She said, "I had picked up the phone to call my mother just to check on her, and it dawned on her." Said, "My mother's been dead for 2 years. And I'm like, wow. I said, "Thank you for sharing that with me," because I was in the store. You know, it's getting close to the holiday time. And I was looking at something. I said, I was thinking about cooking something. I forgot what the item was. But I said, "I know my mother would know how to make this. Let me call her and see what I need to do, how to make this particular item." And it dawned on me just a few days ago. I said, "Oh, my mama's gone." It's like, wow. And it hit me, you know. And so I want to thank you. I really want to thank you, Brenda. That helped me a lot to know I ain't crazy. I ain't the only one. Think about it. Let me call my mama. Let me call this individual and then they have to hit you. They're not here. So, wow. What do you like to do for fun? What is it? Because fun is attractive. I say it this way. This is one of Dr. Mosley's favorite quotes, that having fun is a sign of having faith. Yes. If you can have fun, that indicates that you have faith in God, faith in the universe, that everything is working out for you. That is a scripture in the Bible that says, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. In other words, your change, your increase, your desires are going to be granted with joy, not with sadness, not with a pessimistic attitude, not with even feeling sorry for yourself. You gotta find your joy. You gotta do something that will just perk you up, that will lift you up, that will elevate you, raise you. Do something like that. I even did it when I thought about my mother's not here. I went and found something that made me smile. I put on something on TV. I came home and I found something funny on TV to lift me, because my success is in my joy. I need you to realize that. I'm going to Idaho, where they have all the good potatoes. They got the potatoes in Idaho. And I'm talking with Crystal. How you doing, Crystal?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Crystal, have you had any good potatoes lately?
Always.
Now, I'm curious.
Most definitely.
I'm curious. How often do you eat potatoes? Because that's really, all I know about Idaho is potatoes. Now, that's the one thing I remember from about third or fourth grade. They told me the potatoes come from Idaho, and every time I eat a potato chip, it came from Idaho. So that's what they taught me. So I'm wondering, how often do you eat potatoes out there in Idaho?
Well, a lot, but I think that's just me, who I am. I mean, actually, they ship them all out. We don't really get the product of it. I mean, we have the farmer markets, but it all gets shipped out of Idaho. You get them more over in Oregon than you do in Idaho.
Wow, I see. Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of sad where you're like, what? Our potatoes aren't even staying in our own state. So, yeah.
Well, you all are helping other states to stay alive. You giving us potato chips and baked potatoes.
Most definitely. Where I live, it's like major farmland. So, I mean, that's all I have around me. And so, yeah, and it's awesome to see, especially with like the coronavirus and everything that's happened. I mean, farmers didn't stop, and our little town actually hasn't been affected. It's just been kept going because it's just farmers.
Well, you know what? Because here, they did say, if we're here in Georgia, that some of the farmers have been affected. And it's because, I don't think it affected the crops. I think it affected the workers, that they didn't have enough workers to get the crops out and to do what is needed to be done with farming. Now, that's one thing I never wanted to do. I never even wanted to work outside, I'll be honest, because I grew up in Texas, where it's hot as the devil. So that's one thing I always wanted, an air-conditioned job.
I wouldn't really believe that. I would believe more with the factories. But no, farmers here, they never stopped. Nothing in Idaho stopped with farming. No.
Oh, well, y'all hear that?
Yeah, they cut down on all the factories of like big production factories had to cut down, but not the normal farmers.
All right, so those of you that are looking for a job, you head on up there to Idaho. You can get you some land.
No, we don't want your people. Everybody has been heading here.
Well, listen, tell me, what do you like to do for fun, Crystal?
I just actually love this subject, because that's what I've been working on, is finding that joy in everything. And even when the day doesn't seem like it's going to be joyful, like finding, okay, I'm going to find something joyful. And as long as I just keep my mindset and putting, you know, that feeling, writing it out, you know, okay, what will make me feel joyful? Asking myself, and then finding that way of doing it.
So, you still haven't answered my question. What do you like to do?
A million different things.
No wonder you didn't answer the question. Okay, pick one of those million things.
I love connecting with people a lot of times. Like, my biggest thing, I'll find usually somebody to connect with if I really feel like I need uplifted also. Because I know I can uplift somebody fast. And then when I start getting uplifted too.
Oh, wow. So lifting up, and now that's a true statement. Lifting up somebody else will lift you up. And that's the point that I am trying to convey in this broadcast, that as if you put your mind on fun, fun is what is attracted to you. I also learned this, that let's say if you pray for somebody and you're praying for their happiness, or you are excited for somebody and you're excited for their happiness, you are automatically praying the same energy for yourself. That's why when you are encouraging and you're lifting up somebody, you can't help but to be lifted up, because your mind is on joy or giving them laughter or giving them excitement. And that same energy, which is the law of attraction, is attracted to you. So I congratulate you in doing that, Crystal.
Thank you.
That is wonderful. So, Crystal, what can I look into for you on today?
Okay, so I really want to go to a memorial that's on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Back home. Things have not really been, like, working out the way that I thought. And I'm okay. I'm okay. Like, with whatever happens, I understand. You know, I am meant to be where I'm meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just wondering if Spirit has something that might be able to help me understand what's going on, because I'm like really working on just being as calm, take my mind off of it, but it's still there because I want to be there.
You really want to be at this memorial.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I have to tell you, I am getting a block.
Yeah. Me too.
I have to be honest. And I believe the block is for your betterment.
Okay.
It's because I feel as if I'm going there. I don't know if that's none of my concern who the memorial is for, but I feel like I'm going there to display something. I want to really... it's like I'm looking for some type of validation or approval or something from somebody else.
Okay.
It's not really to pay homage or respect to the person that we are remembering, but it's for somebody else. And so, Spirit, I have to say what I'm feeling is kind of blocking you from that.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense.
So...
No, it makes sense.
Hang on in there and keep going and just have fun. Keep going with life. Keep going with what makes you happy. And that's the one thing that I do want you to realize. Joy is personal. And I always say this, spirituality is personal. So you stick with what is personal for you. I want you to focus on you, not the approval or not the validation from somebody else. This is my experience, and this is what I want to enjoy in my experience right now. So I want to celebrate you in living and enjoying your experience, okay?
Okay.
Well, hang in there, Crystal. I believe you're going to have a greater month as you keep going and focusing on yourself, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. Listen, everybody, you tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. I'll be right back. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. And listen, everybody, I'm very grateful to be your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Don't forget to get your reading with me, okay? Get your reading with me, because this is where all this came about. It was in a reading that Spirit is saying, focus in on the joy. Focus in on what makes you happy. Because some people say, well, if I get married, then I'll be happy. If I get a lot of money, then I'll be happy. No. Get happy first. Find the joy first. Become joyful first, full of joy. Get happy, and when these items happen, they'll make you happier. So I want to encourage you. Get happy. Focus on things that make you happy. Go dancing. Put your mask on, you hear? Do things that will really make you happy. Cook whatever it is, whatever you want to do. Reading a good book. Focus on those things that will bring you joy. Focus on those things that will put a smile on your face, because you are automatically attracting bigger smiles, greater joy, more love. You are automatically attracting it to yourself if you focus on it. Remember, there's another scripture in the Bible that declares, I, meaning God, the universe, will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. Or really, technically, it's the prophet Isaiah prophesying about God. But it's a true statement that the universe will keep you at peace, keep you happy. But now it's your responsibility to get there. You got to get there. I said this to the client that I was talking to earlier, that Jesus is looking for the party. You never thought about it like that, huh? But the universe, that wonderful, miraculous energy, is looking for where the party is. I want to know where the party is, because that's where I want to go. People having a good time. They're singing, they're dancing, they're twerking, and they're jerking, and they're laughing. Wow, they're eating, and they're drinking. Hand me another chicken wing. You know, give me some more of that. You know, it's so much fun. And that's what you really want to manifest in your life. You want to manifest more fun. I know you want to manifest more money. I know you want to manifest the car being fixed. I know you want to manifest a good husband or wife or partner. That's altogether fine. But why do you want these things? For fun, for joy, for excitement. So if you focus on that energy, according to the law of attraction, that is what you're going to attract. Listen, I am so appreciative of you. Don't forget, go to my website, drmichaelmosley.com. That's DrMichaelMosley. Okay? DrMichaelMosley.com. And I promise you, there is so much great success that is for you. Yeah, you got to get your reading with me, though, okay? You got to get your reading with me. And let's see, what does Spirit have to convey to you? What does Spirit have to share with you? Maybe it's just the same message, but I believe he's going to add a little bit more to it. But start right now by enjoying life, having fun in your life, celebrating what God has done, celebrating even your achievements. Will you do that? All right, listen, let me get out of here. I got to go. But don't forget, drmichaelmosley.com, or you can call me at 916-467-4448. Now listen, I'm not out of words. I'm not out of love. Yeah, but I am out of time. I am out of time. I got to get out of here. But promise me this. Number one, promise me you're going to have some fun. And number two, promise that you're going to stay on your path, your spiritual GPS to success. I'll talk to you again real soon, everybody. Blessings and love to you.